El Paso Comic-Con is dedicated to creating awareness and appreciation for comics and related popular art forms through their annual convention, EPCon, that celebrates the historic and ongoing contribution of comics to art and culture. This year, EPCon takes place on April 15th through the 17th and will feature special guests such as Adam West, Burt Ward, and Kevin Eastman. Here to tell us all about it is organizer Troy Stegner. How are you, Troy?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
So EPCon, it's gotten really, really big, and it looks like this year's even bigger.
I hope that's true. This is the first year we are actually running it. Mm-hmm. The previous owner had it before us. We took it over, and we're trying to turn it into a huge event for downtown El Paso.
Just by bringing, you know, guests such as Adam West and Burt Ward, it says a statement. It makes a lot of...
I hope you're right.
So what made you all decide to go ahead and do EPCon? You've done Las Cruces twice before. Mm-hmm.
We had two successful Las Cruces cons, and that was when the previous owner of El Paso Comic-Con posted on his Facebook that, hey, I'm closing this indefinitely. Don't know the reason and why he was doing it. I don't really care, but we knew that El Paso had the potential to host a large con. Like this. It's the 19th largest city in the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's larger than Albuquerque and Denver by population. And those two cities both get 40 to 50,000 attendance at their conventions. All the conventions that we had saw in El Paso were getting in the area of 2 to 3,000 at best. Mm-hmm. So that's just not right.
That's
so
small,
we're going to try to fix that problem. Yes.
Well, I think you all are doing a great effort. I mean, just based on the guests that you're bringing alone, it really should attract a wide audience. I mean, there are your comic book people, but then, you know, somebody like Adam West, I mean, that's classic. That's everybody.
Yeah, he goes across a few genres. You've got the old Batman 1966 series he was in, but he's also in Family Guy as Mayor West, mm-hmm. kind of a parody of himself.
Right.
So a lot of the younger kids will know him from that.
How do you all decide who comes to the cons?
We always try to look at it as what person would draw people from outside the city to come to a con. Because if it's a local con, a lot of the local people will go just because it's local.
Of course.
We want people to come from the surrounding areas outside the city and hopefully in the next couple of years get people from other states planning their vacations to come to El Paso to see the con. You have to see who's available. You deal with their reps. You set a budget because a lot of these celebrities, you know, their appearance fees are pretty high. Plus, you're paying their first-class transportation and for their hotel accommodations, and they almost always travel with a handler or a rep. So you got to pay that guy's transportation and hotel also. So it adds up really quick. So you get your budget. You don't want to blow it all on one celebrity, but you don't want to get a bunch of D-list people that
really
nobody wants
anybody
to see. Yeah, so we always try to get at least a couple of big-name people.
So the basis for the cons are comics, and I know you're a passionate comic book guy. Can you elaborate on that and kind of tell us about the culture? Because there is a huge passion for all.
Comic-Con started as related to, you know, genre related to comic books, but it's kind of branched out and it's encompassed so many different things now. It's more of a pop culture community.
Yeah.
You know, you have your cosplay people. The anime people will fall in under the Comic-Con umbrella.
And for those who don't know what cosplay is, can you elaborate?
Yeah, it's short for costume play. These are people who make their own costumes that they try to replicate their favorite character from either comic books, movies, anime, what have you.
And I've seen them around. I mean, they don't mess around. They look like the real deal.
A lot of them do really well. And we have a costume contest on Saturday, so they will be competing for cash money, and you're going to see the best of the best in El Paso out there.
And that alone is worth it. Let's say you've never been to a con or you've never seen cosplayers. That alone is worth it because you see it alive, and it's pretty cool the way that they look like movie set costumes, and yet it's somebody making it at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of these the guys doing it at home, they're pretty skilled.
Yeah.
The ones we had in Cruces, we had the cosplay girls that we invited. They're semi-professional cosplay girls. They travel everywhere in the world. We had them judging it. And after the event, you know, I pulled them aside and asked them, said, you guys, how was it? You know, were they really bad? Or were you guys just being nice? And they said, no, this area has a lot of really good cosplayers.
Yeah, there's a lot of passion out there, and they're just mm-hmm. looking for an outlet such as the EPCon.
And that's the other thing, too, is these conventions are a big gathering place for the community, for you to go and geek out with fellow mm-hmm. nerds, you know, about what you really enjoy that you might not be able to at work or with your family.
Right. So you have a lot of people coming, but I'm really interested in the Breaking Bad RV. That's so cool.
It's pretty topical from this area.
Of course.
Yeah. They're actually based out of Albuquerque.
So they're just driving it down?
Yeah. He's going to be caravanning down with the 1966 Batmobile. They both live in Albuquerque.
Really? I didn't know the Batmobile mm-hmm. lived in Albuquerque.
That particular one does. Yes.
So can people ride and walk in them and kind of check them out? Or
on the Breaking Bad RV, for whatever fee they charge, you can actually go in and tour. They give you a little tour of the RV. You can put on the old hazmat suits. These guys were actually extras on the set at Breaking Bad. And the set designer actually helped them with this RV, and he told me that this RV is probably 99% screen accurate.
Sweet. So I'm there for the RV alone. I mean, I know Adam West is going to be there, and Burt Ward's going to be there. Kevin Eastman, will you tell us about him, Ninja Turtle guy?
Yes, Kevin Eastman, co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's the nicest artist you'll ever meet. Like I said, he co-created the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We had to book him a year and a half to 2 years in advance. We originally wanted to get him for the first Las Cruces Comic Con, mm-hmm. and he was booked solid. And he happened, it happened, the dates for El Paso Comic Con aligned with his availability, so we pulled him in.
Come on down.
The first autograph, he signs for free. Mm-hmm. Anything after that, he'll charge. But if you have the one item, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you want to get signed, it's no cost. You just get in line and wait.
Walk us through the Comic Con experience. Let's say you've never been to one. What's it like?
If you've never been to one ever and you go to a big one right off the bat, it's going to be a sensory overload for you. There's going to be so much to see. We have the celebrities. We have artists. Their star card, the vehicles, like the Breaking Bad RV.
Batmobile.
The 1966 Batmobile and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle van will be there.
Oh, really?
Yep, with all four turtles.
I think you just have me at the vehicles.
Yeah. You know, everybody has their thing. Right. They like, you know, some people will come and that's really all they're interested in is the vehicles. Mm-hmm. Some people just want to see the celebrities. Others are just there to be seen in their costumes. Right. So for whatever reason, like I said, it's a big community geek thing for to come out and be seen and talk to other people who like the same things you do.
So walk us through the process. I mean, it's a multi-day event, so you could just buy a wristband and do the whole thing, or is it day by day? How does it work?
You can do either. Okay. Friday, we're going to do it as a preview night. To kick off the event, we're having the zombie escape.
Nice.
And that you don't have to have a ticket for that. That's a free event. We're going to have all the zombies staged inside the convention center, and at the appointed time, they're going to escape from the convention center, kind of like on Fear of the Walking Dead when they broke out of the gym.
Talk about a photo op.
If you've never seen a zombie walk, a lot of these people have very elaborate zombie costumes, and they really get into being a zombie.
So how do you find them?
We're having a contest, actually. People love to be a zombie.
Right.
For whatever reason. So that's one excuse.
Walking Dead, all that, everything's
and then the top 100 zombie costumes, we're going to give away an exclusive Zombie Escape t-shirt for EPCON 2016 with artwork from Jaime Carrillo, who's a local El Paso artist.
Cool. Okay, and then the next day?
We're not even done with Friday.
Oh, well.
Friday, you know, you got preview night. Then after that, you know, it opens to the public 5 to 9. When it closes at 9, we're having the nerd rave over at Tricky Falls.
Nice.
You can come in costume. Actually, we prefer you show up in costume.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to come to a con and rave it up.
And we have a local DJ No Request, really good guy. Him and husband and wife team.
Are they dressed up too?
He usually does, and I think she probably does too. We had them at Cruces once or twice.
Nice.
Then after they close, you know, you have Saturday. Saturday will be when you have the bulk of your question and answer panels with the celebrities, and the cosplayers will have a panel. The Star Wars group will have a panel. There'll be lots of panels. We're having a gaming area.
Cool.
They'll have tabletop board games, card games, and they're bringing in their Artemis simulator. They have two of those, which
Sweet.
Is, I don't know if you know about those. They're like the Star Trek bridge.
No way. Well, you said simulator. I'm like, this is real.
There's five separate computer stations where one person's in charge of navigation, one weapons, and so on, and one person is the captain.
Nice.
And the captain tells all the other consoles, you know, what to do. and they're networked to the other simulator, so these two groups are going against each other.
But they're live.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that would be really, really cool. The Society for Creative Anachronism will be there, the medieval guys.
Oh, yeah. They also dress up and they do the bouts
and they're going
to
do their procession where they bring in the king and queen, and they're going to do some fighting demos out on the plaza.
Very cool.
Saturday evening, well, before we close, we'll have the meet and greet, VIP meet and greet with Adam West and Burt Ward, where everybody will get
Batman and Robin. Batman I know and we Robin didn't say it earlier.
The original Batman and Robin. They'll sign one 8x10 and do some questions and answers. You can take a picture with them on your own device. Like I said, they'll do the Q&A, and then we'll screen the Batman 1966 movie.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then after that, after the con closes that day on Saturday, we have the costume contest that we were talking about earlier.
Right. And that's going to be on Sunday, or is that on Saturday?
That's on Saturday.
Okay. So Saturday's the main event.
Saturday, typically at most cons, that's when you get the bulk of your programming done. Then you get into Sunday.
Bring it.
Sunday, we have, it's going to be more of the same, probably light, a little lighter. A lot of the celebrities will probably have to leave a little earlier, around 3 or 4, to go catch their planes to fly back. There'll still be Q&A panel scheduled, photo shoots, all those things. For Sunday night, at the end of the con, instead of just locking the doors and kicking everybody out, we're going to have a send-off event on the plaza in front of the convention center. We have, I don't know if you know of Odd Lab. They do a lot of stuff.
Yes, stilts, fire, yeah, hoops.
They're doing their fire show to close out the con for everybody.
So you're closing out with fire. You're closing out with a bang.
I hope so.
Yep. We're nearing the end here. Let's talk about how you can get your tickets, how you can get involved. Will you just kind of wrap it up for us and give us the details?
You can go to ElPasoComicCon.com, which it's ElPasoComicCon. There's two C's there. .com. Click on buy and go down to tickets, and you can buy your tickets there, or you can go to any Ticketmaster outlet and purchase them.
So there you have it. Troy, we can't thank you enough for taking a chance on this EPCON. I think it's going to be great.
I think the city deserves a big con. There's no reason why it shouldn't have one.
I think you're right, and we thank you for being the guy to do that. Today, my guest has been EPCON organizer Troy Stegner. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.